Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
What's happening? Welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I do want to put on Liberty, who lives in South Carolina. Liberty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. Good morning, everyone.
You can say good morning as a human.
Good morning.
Yes. Yeah, hello.
That felt weird.
Hello.
Hey, Liberty, do you have a Sonic anywhere near you?
A Sonic?
Yeah. All right, cool. We're going to play for $50 at Sonic. For Liberty, we're going to play a little game here. And I'll send you a signed book, Stanley the Dog and the First Day at School, that you can get on Amazon. I'll sign it for you. A great book for if you have kids or grandkids that are going back to school that teaches them about, hey, you don't got to be cool to be awesome. Just be yourself. All right, cool. I've done like three commercials in this one thing. And this is not even a paid commercial for by anybody. All right, Liberty, we're going to play the game. Never going to get it. I'll ask a really hard question that I don't think you'll get. You get to take a guess. If you get it, you win. Then you can choose one of the show members. If they get it, you win. And then there is a final chance to win here. Liberty, you ready?
I'm ready.
Liberty, what do you do every day? What do you do for 11?
Oh, I am a registered nurse, an assistant administrator at a visiting nurse.
You stick needles in people?
Occasionally.
I don't like that. Not one bit. Good for you. I couldn't do it. I'm glad people like you exist. Here's the question. 15% of moms, so not many, it's a very low percentage. 15% of moms say they'd be okay with their teenager doing this. So there are some that say they'd be okay with it.
Teenager.
I gotta think like a woman.
15%.
Is that hard for you?
Yeah, I'm not really in touch with my woman side.
15% of moms say they'd be okay with their teenager doing this, which teenagers aren't supposed to do, right? I'm giving you that.
Okay. I mean, this is 13 to 19.
Well, it just says teenagers.
Yeah, I know.
15% of moms.
Eddie, I would even say 13 to 17.
Okay.
Because at 18, you can be an adult.
Right, okay. It's a tough one, bro.
It's tough. Okay, so Liberty, I'm going to come to you. About 15% of moms say they'd be okay with their teenagers doing this up until 17 years old. They'd be okay with them doing this. Go ahead.
I don't think it's okay. I think it's smoking cigarettes.
Smoking cigarettes, because at 18, what? That would be a legal thing to do.
15% of them?
Okay.
It's one in eight.
I got it.
I feel like that's...
You think what?
An interesting answer.
It is. That is not correct. So that's incorrect. I think it's a solid guess, though, because I did say 18 is where you're an adult and you can make decisions. So that's not right. Now, that's the question. 15% of moms say, okay, I'm cool if my teenager does this. How do you feel about your answer, Amy?
I feel okay.
Lunchbox?
Great. I feel really good.
Eddie?
I've got it.
Okay.
Morgan?
I feel real good.
You've heard Liberty. Three of them say they feel good, and Amy's like, meh. Which one are you choosing?
I'm going to go with Morgan.
Okay, Morgan. We'll come to you in a second. Amy, what's your answer?
Stay at the house overnight. Like, if you have to go out of town, I'll leave my teenager to spend the night by themselves.
Lunchbox?
Amy, that's really good.
15%.
Stay home alone. Well, the first thing I went to was have a kid.
Oh, what? That's like teen mom.
But then I was like, no. So I went on that line, but dating an adult, like an 18-year-old.
What on earth?
Okay.
Dating an older person.
Okay, that's not bad.
15%. It's not a lot, but some are like, hey, you know what? They're in the same school. It's cool. That guy lives in our neighborhood. It's cool.
Well, that's a different same school and guy lives in our neighborhood. Yeah. But I feel you. Eddie. Man.
Could I have gotten this for the first time ever? Bones, what do you need your parents' consent for when you go get a tattoo? 15% of moms are like, it's okay. I know you're 13. I know you're 14. You can get a tattoo.
There's 13-year-olds that get tattoos?
No.
I mean, it's
impossible.
A teenager.
This might be...
The worst
answer we've ever had.
What are you talking about? You said date anyone, whatever age.
Hold on.
Yeah,
that was weird too. Like,
date an adult.
Hey, Clark, down the road. The accountant.
What are you talking about?
Let my daughter date him. Okay. Well, so, Eddie, you say tattoo. Can 14-year-olds get a tattoo if their parent says okay?
I don't think so.
If your parents say okay to anything.
I don't even know.
Morgan.
I mean, I was like thinking piercings, maybe. Oh. Piercings, though. But most people get their ears pierced, so it didn't really matter. So I'm going to go with dancing on TikTok or posting social media videos.
Damn, that's
really good. That's really good,
that's
too.
That's pretty good.
Like,
that's new generation think right there.
Well, maybe.
Because I see a bunch of kids online.
You do?
So, some without permission, maybe.
Liberty, you've chosen Morgan, and she says dancing on TikTok or doing something on social media like that. Anything like in that world, I'll give it to you. Liberty, I'll tell you what you can do. You can stick with Morgan if you'd like and keep her answer. Or you can move to another member of the show. Because I will tell you, somebody got it right.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, forget it. All right, let's go.
I mean, Morgan's is good.
Yeah, but so is yours, Amy.
Amy, yours is really good, too.
Guys.
Eddie.
You're sleeping on tattoo.
Eddie, that's a terrible one. Eddie and Lunchbox.
No. Lunchbox was yours out.
I'll guarantee it.
Liberty.
Can you just let her pick me and Morgan?
Okay, Liberty, I'll tell you what. You can pick the girls or the boys.
Oh, great.
Oh.
I like
it. What if it is the boys?
So the girls' answers are dancing on TikTok, and Amy, yours was?
Staying home alone. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the boys' answers were?
Dating an older man.
Okay.
It's definitely not that one.
It could be Chester from down the street.
Dating an older man
Chester,
and
getting a tattoo.
Okay. Liberty, would you like the girls or the boys?
I'll stay with the girls.
Okay. She's staying with the girls. Somebody got it right. The girls... are wrong.
Did I get my first one?
Hold on.
What up?
Hold on.
I have an older boy.
Liberty gets another chance.
It's not Chester.
Hold on. Liberty. Everybody gets three shots, right?
It's got to be the tattoo.
So.
Which is crazy.
Is it a mom will let their teenager date somebody a little older than they are? Like Lunchbox has said. Or a mom would let their teenager get a tattoo, like Eddie has said.
Okay.
And both of them have been made fun of. Eddie got slammed hard. And Lunchbox got slammed medium.
But I got slammed hard, too.
Yeah.
Okay, that's dumb, dude.
But you went to Eddie, and you slammed harder than all of us. So I feel like Liberty, you got $50 here on the line and a signed copy of Stanley the Dog.
Whoa.
Yeah. Which one do you think it is? The tattoo or the date the older man? Or older person?
I think it's date the older person.
Liberty. Well, can she get a second chance?
Why? Does she? I haven't told her if she's right or wrong.
That's the dumbest thing. Oh, my God. 15% of moms? I mean, they should all be investigated.
Wait, but it could be dating someone
that's
2 years older
than you. What about 50%
of moms
that would let their kid get a tattoo?
It's a
tattoo. Should be investigated.
A tattoo is a big deal.
A date is not permanent. A tattoo is permanent.
Huh. The answer is...
This is, dude, we're going to make history today.
Why?
Because this will be my first win ever.
And she's picked everybody but you, by the way.
I know. Because
she picked all the girls, and then she picked Lunchbox. 15% of moms said they'd be okay with their teenager getting a tattoo.
Yeah! Yeah! Wow!
So
guys,
here's
I finally got it.
The legal age in most states is 18, but it can be lower with parental permission. But below 18, goodness, the parent can say yes.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing. Guys, that was not that crazy.
She went with everybody but you, Eddie.
That's unbelievable. Liberty, like, I hope you.
As a parent, if
you
my
hope what?
Nothing. Nothing. I don't want to be mean. It's just like how, like, lunchboxes over mine.
And he was like, date another teen or a man in the neighborhood.
That's crazy.
Okay. Well,
wow. Dang.
We only go three levels. Well, go ahead, Liberty. I'm sorry.
Both of my children have several tattoos each. Mm-hmm. I was never okay with it, but neither one of them smoke either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there you go.
This is what I would like to do. I would like to put Liberty in our list of callers that we call back and have another chance at a game. I can't legally give, I'll give her three chances. But Liberty, we'd like for you to have another chance to win something in the next couple weeks. Is that okay? Can we call you back and you play something else?
100%.
All right, we appreciate you playing. I wish I could give you something. I cannot this morning, but you're awesome, and we'll get you on again soon, okay?
Thanks, Bobby.
All right, there she is. Liberty, everybody. There she is. And the only one person didn't get picked, and that's the person that had it. And Lunchbox went hard at you. Lunchbox went, as soon as you said it, he was like, that's so stupid.
I know.
It's still stupid.
Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. A lot of O's in that one. I have a friend that I've known since high school. He's played in different rock bands, and I've always been supportive, even though some bands are better than others. But he's my friend. I love the guy. Now, in our late 20s, he's found the band he thinks has a shot at making it, and he tries to get me to go to every show to promote his shows. He asked me to promote on Facebook and Instagram. He asked me to sell merch if he can't find anyone else, which I'm happy to do if I'm free, because he's my friend. The thing is, I do not like the band's music. It's getting harder and harder to be enthusiastic, and I feel like I'm not being fully truthful when he asks me what I think about their performances. They just aren't very good. How do I support a friend's band that I hate? Would I be crushing his dream if I'm honest with him and say, I don't think they have what it takes? Oh. Signed, Anonymous in Austin. I think if the question he asks you is, do we have what it takes? You can say, I don't think so. Like, I don't hear it. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist. That's if he asked that directly. I don't think you ever say you don't have what it takes if he's just like, what'd you think about that show tonight? Mm-hmm. I don't think it goes from, well, how'd you feel about that show? Well, I don't think you guys have a future.
Y'all are terrible.
Yeah, I don't think that's the answer. You're being a friend and you're being supportive, and you may be wrong. So
yeah, it just might not be your thing.
And they, you know what? They probably do suck, right? Let's be honest. But that's, as a friend, it is not your job to do that unless he asks specifically for that. As a friend, it is your job to support and be there and have some honesty with the questions he asks. Like, what do you think about tonight's performance? Well, compared to Tuesday night, I really loved it. Compared to the last show, I thought it was great. You don't have, really, you might have. I don't know. I'd be like, it wasn't my favorite one. I can remember another one you guys did where you really, I felt like you were, you can do that. But I don't think you go all in and hit him with the avalanche of, you're wasting years of your life and this is never going to make it. And I'd go ahead and start at the bank tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, we have friends that don't listen to this show, you know?
Who?
What?
Who are those people?
I mean, real friends.
Hold on. None of my friends listen to this show.
Right. That's
when
what I
like,
mean.
We have friends that don't
but
listen.
But we're not offended by it, you know?
Right.
Like, this is what we do.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe he'd be okay if you need to, like, remove yourself from the, hey, this, like, isn't, I love you and want to support you, but I can't listen to all of it.
Oh, so you're going a whole different way.
Either that or I'm adopting your send an anonymous email.
Oh, burner. Get a burner account.
Nice, the
your
burner
band
account.
Sucks and quit. You should quit doing music altogether. Yeah.
The interesting part to this, though, is the promotion. Like, the guy wants them to, like, promote the shows on their Facebook. Like,
what about your friends?
That's tough, though. Like, if I don't believe in the band, I don't want to use my platform to promote them.
Oh.
Here's what I'd do.
Okay, what?
Eddie used to be in a band called Rum Tide.
Okay.
What? And I used to go.
And we weren't that good, right?
Ironically, right? Here in we Austin.
I used to go support Rum Tide.
Yeah.
And were we going to make it?
No.
Wait, you
so
never told me that.
So how did you handle it?
No, I went and I support. It's fine. They were good. They're fine.
But
my question, my point is, if I were, and Eddie's like, please put this on. And I was like, they were, I didn't even hate them. They were good. but I can't, I don't know what it'd be like if I hated them, but I would, if, let's say I hated Eddie's band and they played polka, they played emo polka death metal. And I was like, bro, I just don't feel this. I would go, hey, why don't we create a campaign that's like, you should not go watch this band because they suck. And I'll post that on my social media because it's doing two things at once. It's getting people to look at it and see it. And then it's also allowed me to express my real emotions.
Be honest.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Find a creative way to do that that will also help them.
You want to hear the worst band in the world? Check these guys out.
That's right. And it's a good promotional method. You've convinced your buddy that you're doing it as like a kitty little promotional way. But really, you're just sharing your true feelings.
I like that, Bones. Yeah. That's good.
That's probably what I'd do. Or burner account. But I would say show up for your friend. Be your friend. It could be music. He could be doing this for you in other ways, too. And answer his questions honestly. But if he ever says, hey, do you think we're going to make it long term? Then you can answer that question. What do I know? I don't know if you're going to make it long term. For me, I would think this is not in your cards. I've seen better versions of this band with you and other. That could be the way to do it.
I think you nailed it by asking a question back. What do I know? And leave it at that.
Yeah.
Do you think you're good?
Yeah.
Be a tough one. I always put it on me like someone's like, what do you think about this song? And it's a sucky song, right? Yeah. I get like, hey, I just wrote this. What do you think? This should be a single? And I'm like, what do I know, right?
No,
like,
I don't
know much. I'm not an A&R person. I don't really hear it, but what do I know? And they're like, okay, yeah, what do you know? And I'm like, exactly. Then I'm like, I know. And that's so good luck with that. Be the friend. Stay being the friend. Be supportive.
Yeah.
Answer the questions he wants answered, but there's no reason to go overboard and be like, you're never going to make it, bro. And he was like, I asked you what you wanted for lunch. Right?
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Sometimes you eat too much or you eat too much of one thing. Like once I ate so much pudding, I ate so much pudding. I said, I'm never eating pudding again. I since have, but for a while I'm never. And sometimes you guys will drink and you'll be like, I'm never drinking again.
Absolutely.
That's such a rough night. Yeah. That's a tough. When I was working Hobby Lobby, I ate so many paydays because I didn't eat dinner. And I said, I've never eaten a payday since then. Won't. Got so sick off of them. Lunchbox has made one of these vows, and it is to...
I'm never going to honk the horn again.
Why?
Uh-oh. He's out on horn honking. What happened?
Really? I was involved in a road rage incident because of my horn honking. So I pulled up to a four-way stop, and there was a car to my left and a car to my right, no one on the other side straight ahead. So the car on my left turns left, car on my right goes straight. So now it's my turn because the two cars went, so it's my turn. Well, a big red truck on the left decides it's his turn, and I'm already pulling out in the intersection. I honk. It wasn't a gentle honk. It was like, hey, what are you doing, you idiot? Pay attention. So he just parks his car in the intersection.
He got out of the car?
He got out of the car.
Oh, no. Big dude?
Yeah, kind of big. I mean, overweight.
Oh, gosh.
If you want to call him big. So he's big in that sense.
Okay.
And he walks, and he kind of parked his car at an angle. I guess he was going to take a left turn, so it was kind of slanted. And he walks back, and he points. He goes, who the blank do you think you're honking at?
And who's in the car with you?
My wife and my three kids.
Oh, no.
But why would she even get into a honking situation with the vulnerability of your entire family?
No. It wasn't a honk. He didn't.
But were you honking so he would see you and not wreck, or were you honking just to go, hey, dude?
I was letting him know, hey, dude, you almost hit me, and it wasn't your turn to go.
You called him an idiot with your honk, you said.
I mean, basically, I said, you idiot. You don't know how to drive with my honk. I did. I laid on the horn.
Did you get scared?
No, I started to yell back, and my wife goes, just go, go,
no,
go,
you did
go.
Not yell
you
back.
You yelled back. Did you roll the window down and, like, get out? And yet?
No, I was going to yell, like, you ran. I said, you
were
ran
the
stop.
Or you did yell?
Yeah, he's already lost the case.
No.
Let's just say I yelled.
I started
right?
to say, you are the one. And my wife goes, go, 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 just go. And so I took a left instead of going straight, which I wanted to.
Oh, okay.
We were supposed to go straight, and we went left.
Good job.
But he got out of the car and pointed and said, who the F are you honking at?
Mm.
And I was like, wow.
What would you have done if your wife had not said go?
I'm like, idiot. It's a four-way stop. It was my turn. And then he starts coming closer. Then I don't know. Well,
because that would have happened. That would have happened. Right. If you just yell at him and he's already on foot coming at you, it wouldn't have stopped at you yelling.
Yeah. So then maybe I have to hit him with the car?
No. You would have gone to that.
You would have run over him?
Well, I mean, if he's coming at me.
Hey, I felt that. I didn't know.
If he's coming at me, what are you going to do?
You go away.
No, because this guy clearly has anger
issues. I understand, but guys, if he's walking.
I like it. I hit him with the car.
Yeah. I mean, got to protect. Got to protect the family.
But protecting the family, maybe don't scream at another dude that is obviously acting irrational. Because he's going to do other irrational things.
That would be phase one.
But I was already triggered by him almost hitting the vehicle when he decided to go through the stop sign when it wasn't his turn. And so I was already a little heated, but then when he gets out of the truck and starts yelling at me like it was my fault. No. Wasn't my fault.
So your pride was worth more than your family.
Well, at that moment, you're not thinking about your family.
You're, that's right. You're not.
You're not thinking about your family. Mm-mm. You're thinking
but
about...
shouldn't you always think about your family?
Yes.
Not in road rage, though. But road rage isn't normal behavior.
I didn't have road rage.
Mm.
If you're honking and yelling, you idiot, that's rage. No. Even he may have started the rage.
No, I didn't yell idiot. I just honked, but my horn was letting him know,
But then you started yelling at him.
Once he yelled at me.
Was it like honk honk or was it
honk? No, it was held down.
Okay.
It was a hold down honk.
But what would you have said? Well, the full thing you would have said, let's just try to get in that spot. Honk, and here I come at you, go.
Who the blank do you think you're honking at? You idiot. It was my turn and you went out of turn. And then.
You would hit him with your car.
The hit and run.
Well, here's the thing. If you ever feel threatened and you feel like it is a no win, hit him with your car. And that's the more you know. That's right. We learned something from Lunchbox.
Hey,
here.
He's always wanted to get on the news. That's how
that
you do it.
That would put you on there for
but
her.
Would I be, jail? I would have been justified.
I think so, too.
Yeah, if someone's out of
their
car.
As long as you didn't, like, run over them and then back up over them. As long as you, like.
Over and over.
Yeah, as long as you, like, clipped them on the turn, that'd have probably been okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Be careful. Don't try not to.
No, there's no more honking. It's over.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He's out.
The horn is gone.
Okay, the horn is gone. Thank you, Lunchbox. Bobby
Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30-second skinny.
Kane Brown released a new track from his upcoming album. The song is called Go Around.
Give me a go around. There's something going down. If you don't know it by now, you're about to figure out.
Thomas Rhett collaborated with Nicky Ure on a remixed version of Nicky's song Sunroof. Here's a clip.
You're making me feel brand new. You're more than the sunshine in my eyes. I got my head out the sunroof.
Blake Shelton brought back his iconic mullet for the release of a new song. He shared the artwork for the song called Nobody on his social media. The song will be out this Friday. I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
The Blue Angels Motorcycle Club in Port St. Lucie, Florida. They get together for rides and they get to be real loud on their motorcycles. Vroom, 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 vroom. And they're really annoyed on the road. But they also do good things. And they just did back-to-school shopping sprees for kids. They raised money and every kid that came to the store got $140 to buy school supplies.
That's a lot. That's a significant amount of money for school supplies. I probably cover most of what's up. You know, I love organizations that think about this at this time because a lot of kids need it. And a lot of kids, myself included, I would be super embarrassed. I didn't have all the school supplies, which would then I would go to school a little late sometimes because I'd be like, not late to class, but I would try to just cut it just right because if I didn't have a cool backpack or if I didn't have a backpack at all and had like a paper bag, which is what I took a lot of stuff in every day because I want kids to see me in it. And to not have supplies does actually hurt a kid's ability to learn because they're worried about other things, other factors.
Right.
So love that. Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeart Radio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no, 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 no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you wear a cowboy hat in country music, you are referred to as a hat act. Some artists are hat acts their whole life. Some artists begin as a hat act and then leave the hat act.
Huh.
Blake Shelton was a hat act. He wore a cowboy hat when he performed. He doesn't anymore.
Whoa, didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So, the question they asked to 10,000 country music fans, who's your favorite country artist hat act who wears a cowboy hat?
Wow.
Think about it. Eddie has won the role backstage.
Oh, my God.
Eddie, if you don't sweep this category, you're not a true fan.
How many are there?
There are 10?
Oh. I mean, I think you're going to sweep it.
I only have 8 written down.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. Eddie, wow. Hat acts in country music. Country artists wear cowboy hats. Eddie, go.
Well, let's go with a goat. Garth Brooks.
Show me Garth Brooks. Number 5.
Starting strong. Let's go with the king, George Strait.
Show me George Strait. All right, so you got the 2 big ones.
Yeah.
But that was only number 4. That was 4. Thought it would be number 1, huh?
I really did. Bones, you have a hat from this man. Give me Tim McGraw.
All right. Hat acts in country music. Show Eddie Tim McGraw.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Ah!
Whoa! He's a hat act!
I'm not saying he's not a
Eddie,
hat act.
Eddie?
Yeah.
I don't know where to go now.
That's crazy.
If that's not on there, I don't know.
Eddie with 9 points.
I am shocked
Me
right
too,
now.
Amy.
I am too. I am too. But I didn't do the poll.
Oh my
country
gosh.
Country music artists that wear cowboy hats.
What on earth?
They asked him, who's your favorite country artist hat act? Amy, over to you.
Jason Aldean.
Yep.
Yeah, ding, for ding. Sure.
Show me Aldean. Number 6. 6 points there for you.
Okie dokie. I mean, now I have more of a Tim McGraw not being on there is scaring me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know which direction to go, but I am pretty sure I've never seen this person on stage without a hat on, and it is Justin Moore.
Show me Justin Moore.
Wow, I had that one too.
Ooh, not so easy.
Shocked.
Not so easy. Cowboy hats on country artists. They wear them. They wear them when they perform.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox, you're still in it. What do you got?
Oh, guys, this guy makes more in merch than the president. Toby Keith. Oh,
yeah. Show him Mr. Oklahoma, Toby Keith.
Yeah, that's good.
Number three. 3 points there.
Yeah. Yeah. You want another one?
I would like one, yes.
Yeah. Give me Kenny Chesney.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
It's all bent, that? You know?
It's all bent,
sort of
beat
like
up.
Beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's at the beach, but he's got a hat on. Mm-hmm. Hit it.
Show me Kenny. Number seven, Lunchbox takes the lead.
Dang,
and hat and axe. Wow.
That's good.
Lunchbox, go ahead.
Yeah. You know what I like to do? I like to party. Give me John Party.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Always got a cowboy hat on. I never seen a show.
I mean,
show.
If McGraw's not on there, Party's not on there.
I've never seen Party show, but I know what? He wears a hat all the time.
Well, you've seen him perform in here like 100 times.
And guess what? Got a hat on.
Yeah, yeah, but you said you've never seen a show. Maybe you saw it.
Okay, yeah, I guess yeah, you're yeah. right.
10,000 country music fans were asked, who's your favorite country artist that wears a cowboy hat? Lunchbox has said John Party. What do you think? Yes or no?
I have no idea anymore.
Show me if John Party's on the list.
Boom.
At number nine.
Oh my gosh, he's killing it.
Lunchbox is killing it, and all you guys can suck an egg.
Ridiculous. Yep.
Go ahead.
Guys, you guys ever been to Tullahoma?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know a guy that lives there?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't live there now.
But he's from
there. I don't know
where
he lives. He lives there. He's from there.
Shout out to his parents.
His parents still live there. They listen. They like me. Dustin Lynch.
Show me Dustin Lynch.
Oh, got him, Tullahoma.
Pretty sure Dustin does wear a hat, but I've seen him without it.
Well, he's a hat.
Pretty rare.
He's a hat. He's absolutely hat. A hat.
You've seen a lot of these guys wearing ball caps, but I'm saying on stage, they wear a cowboy hat. Smarty pants. Okay, so Lunchbox with the lead after round one.
Now
three.
I'm in trouble.
Lunchbox 19. Eddie with 9. Amy with 6.
Oh, my God, I got
Eddie,
it.
Eddie, back over to you. There are still only 4 answers on the board.
You ready for a run?
Run.
Here it is. You saw the music video. He's got torn blue jeans.
Dang
he's
it.
Water skiing with a cowboy hat. Alan Jackson,
that's
baby.
It.
AJ's Good Time Bar.
Yeah. Let's go.
Right, number one.
Well, so that's not
get,
a lot of points.
You only get a lot of point for the easiest answer.
Oh, wow.
You only get one for the easiest number one answer, but you still keep it going here.
Look, man.
You're down 9.
Picture an old beat-up truck, and the traveler's in it. That's Chris Stapleton, and he's wearing a hat. Let's go.
Wow.
Let's
I didn't
go.
Know where you were going with the old beat-up truck.
Uh-huh. A lot of people that ride trucks.
Yeah, but he's actually driven his old beat-up truck to play with Eddie and I at a show, and
thank
he
you.
Parked it right behind
that's
it.
A good one,
that's right.
Dude.
Yeah,
that's,
thank you.
That's deep.
But you say Chris Stapleton.
Give me Chris
show
Stapleton.
Show me Chris Stapleton. Woo!
For 10 points, number 10 answer.
Okay, that's
Eddie
good.
Takes the lead by 1 point.
There goes my lead.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in trouble.
There are 2 answers on the board. The number 2 answer and the number 8 answer. Country music artists that are hat acts. Wear a cowboy hat on stage.
He's too new, but I'm going to go with it anyway. When he comes in the studio, the ladies get all dressed up because he's good looking. They love him. Cody Johnson.
Show me Cody Johnson.
What is Eddie's obsession with the girls on the show thinking?
He's jealous.
Cody Johnson is.
Yeah, he's jealous.
He's not on the list.
No, he's jealous. Yeah. All right, Amy, what else?
I don't even know what to do anymore. I got a few on my list. I feel like this is going to be, what'd you say, 8's left?
2 and 8.
2 and 8.
2 is left?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who are we missing?
Yeah. I don't know. Randy Houser?
Show me Randy Houser. Only recently a hat act. Like, he's one that's changed.
Well,
I think was, didn't, now back. And it's not quite a country hat. It's kind of like... the guy from Columbo married the woman from Matlock.
Well, he was just standing and we were talking about his hat.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't know.
Lunchbox,
yeah.
You're down by 1 point. That's it.
That's
don't
it.
Forget third round, speed round.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry. When I get this 8 points, the game's over.
Yep.
Clint Black.
Show me one of my favorites from the 90s. One of my favorite people now. Clint Black.
Clint!
Yes. Have that.
What?
Last round. You got 5 seconds.
I have no one else.
When I come to you and say your name, you got 5 seconds. We're not going to hem and haw and hoot and holler.
What?
We're going 5 seconds. I'm actually giving you guys time now by doing this.
I know. I know. I'm thinking.
Amy's arguing with me. Go.
Amy,
that's
quiet.
What I'm doing. I'm giving you time. And Eddie.
Trace Atkins.
No.
Show me.
Dang.
Trace Atkins.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
10 points.
Yeah. Number 2.
2. Wait, what do we have? What
two
was
or
the
eight.
There's
eight.
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 2.
8 points.
If you want it, you got it.
Trace Atkins, 8 points.
Yeah! Yeah. Okay, where am I at on the leaderboard?
Well, it's over. You've won now.
Okay.
There's one more on the list. One more on the list.
4 giggles.
Mm-hmm. You gotta
Let's
love giggles.
See.
You gotta
Let's
love the giggles.
Give me He's got a hat. Willie Nelson.
Willing it, Willie, Willie. No, Amy.
John Michael Montgomery.
John Michael Montgomery. Lunchbox.
Conway Twitty.
Conway. The number two answer was Brad Paisley.
Idiots.
Bad act. Yeah, there you go. But hey, who's the winner?
Yeah, Eddie is.
Wow. Lunchbox was strong, Betty. Fought through.
Wow.
Wow.
Good old Trace Adkins.
What do you have to say, Eddie?
I mean, as a hat guy, I was meant to dominate this game, so let's go.
But you don't wear a cowboy hat.
No, but it's
a,
well.
You're not really a hat act.
I do wear a hat.
You're a ball cap.
Yeah. Bald.
Okay. No, I didn't say. No.
You're a bald.
I know
act.
What you were thinking.
Okay, I was not. I was saying you were a ball cap. On the phone now is Morgan, number one, who used to be the Scuba Steve of the show. Now she works with me, and if I'm doing a TV show, she's traveling with me. She's a big part of my career outside of radio. But she's very single a lot. Oh, there she is. She's very single, and that she's always like, I'm very single. Where do I find a man? I wish a man had a good voice. I wish a man wore camouflage. I wish a man would, you know, she's just always looking for the. So, Morgan, explain to our listeners what happened to you.
So yesterday morning, I totally forgot about this, but we had an inspector out to look at one of our walls at our house because something's wrong with it. So I'm dead asleep yesterday morning, and I hear knocking at my door. I hop up out of bed. I look absolutely terrible, just like somebody who's rolled out of bed looks. I have morning breath, crusties in my eyes. I go and I open the door, and it's an attractive man standing.
So there's a high dude at the door. Yeah,
and I look terrible.
So what do you do? Do you wake up quickly? Is it like one of those things where your alarm goes off and you're like, you're late for work? You're like, oh God. And you have to force yourself to get up quickly, or are you just like, well, it's a lost cause?
I threw sweatpants on and immediately ran to the doors. I don't even think I had a bra on, honestly. So it just wasn't a good situation. But he was super kind. He came in and assessed the wall. One thing I thought was interesting, though, and I don't want to get too far ahead of myself and look at it as it may be something, but you could tell me. He left his card on my dining room table with his cell phone number on it.
Okay, a couple things. One, did he have a wedding ring on, or did you look?
I didn't see a wedding ring.
Okay. Okay.
She looked, but didn't see it.
Okay. Okay. Did you have any conversation with him?
Not anything flirty, just mostly about the house, but he was very nice, I will say that.
Amy, what do you think about this?
I don't know. I'm torn because I don't know what number is on his card. Like maybe his cards were printed and he got a new number.
Did he write his cell phone on
so
it?
I think she said he wrote it on
there.
Oh,
it's on there, but
he wrote it. So it's like, okay, is it that he wanted her to know his cell or that his cell number has updated since his cards were printed?
Why would she need his cell number?
To reach out because he's fixing something.
Yeah, but I believe he knew that Morgan is just a tenant and not the owner. Right, Morgan?
Yes, that was the first thing he asked me when he came in the door is, are you Miss So-and-so? And I'm like, no, I'm just a tenant. That's my landlord. She's the one you're in contact with. So I didn't even really need his number at all.
That's a factor in this.
It really is.
So. I think it's a factor. So he writes a cell down. Did he, like, as he walked away, did he, like, wink or slap you on the butt or anything? Because that would be a tell.
Unfortunately not, Bobby. Those things did not.
This is an instance where it would have been okay because he was hot to slap her butt.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't have. No, I wouldn't. A wink, yes.
A wink, yes. Yeah. I get what you're saying, but y'all always say.
Amy's like, this has been an okay time for him to actually.
No, but I'm saying if she wasn't attracted to him, then that would be like, whoa, this guy's crazy. I can't believe he
Even
did that.
Even if she was, that guy would be crazy and she couldn't believe he did.
I agree. Yes. I was exaggerating, but.
I'm trying to get canceled for that statement.
Okay, me neither.
Lunchbox, what do you think?
Listen. Morgan, I love that you think you're attractive, and he was all
into. No. She didn't say she's attractive. She never said she never said that.
I'm just telling you.
But
what repairmen do is they give you their direct line just in case something goes wrong. You can call them. So it's just him doing his job. All people do that. The cable guy comes to my house, and he was like, "Hey, man, if you need something, if something."
He slapped on the button, wink when he walked out.
No, but he said, "If it goes out or something, here's my cell phone. Just call me directly."
Wink,
boom.
Wink.
So you say he wasn't flirting.
He wasn't flirting, but for the story, call him. He's flirting.
Eddie.
Oh, he's 100% flirting. He doesn't need to write his cell phone number down. She's the tenant, not the owner. You're right. That was a big part of the story. And when he was leaving, he's like, how do I keep this going? How am I going to get her to? Oh, got it. I'm going to put my cell phone number on it.
We got one no, one yes. Morgan, have you thought about accidentally kicking a hole in the wall and having to call him back?
Love it, Bones.
For work.
I did. Yes, not the whole thing, but I did think about following up and asking him like one more question about the wall.
I got it, Bones. I got it. What get an it? Old screwdriver and be like, hey, I found this by the wall. Is this yours? Did you leave it?
That's baller.
What?
That's
no!
baller. Let's that's go! It. That's it. That's it. Go. And then the second picture, underwear.
No. Oh, wait, who's? I don't like doesn't either matter. Of these.
Doesn't matter. Okay, Morgan, here's what we'd say.
Oh, that's not bad.
You have to, you should message him, but you shouldn't message him in a flirtatious way. You should make up a question that makes sense and be like, hey, this is Morgan. I met you at the house. You might have asked you a question and ask something. And then see if it at all snowballs from there. I think you have the right to do that.
Because as a guy, as like if you're him, Bobby, yeah. if a girl you kind of thought was you were interested in reached back out to you, you would try to keep the conversation
absolutely.
Going.
Absolutely. I would 100%. Find a way to ask a question yes. at the end of the next text message.
And so you'll know.
If he texts you back and asks a question at the end of that text message, you know he's down to go to town and he doesn't want to frown. He wants to see the world spin around. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Morgan, okay. That's what you need to do. So,
okay.
Do we have a commitment from you that you're going to text him back?
Yeah, I'll text him.
We'll check back in a couple days, and we'll see how it's going. Okay. But I think she should text him. All right, Morgan, thank
Wish
you.
Wish me luck.
All right, good
All
luck.
Right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. She's like, a beautiful man just showed up on my doorstep. All right, there she is, Morgan number one. Good luck, Morgan. Sadie from Louisiana on the voicemail line.
I have a morning corny for Amy. What did the ghost say when it fell down? Oh, sheet.
Borderline.
Wow, that was scary.
Borderline. The
Bobbit Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I have a list of weird requests that actors put in their movie contracts, and they're very interesting.
Okay, go ahead. Who's first?
Okay, well, Samuel L. Jackson, he must be allowed to golf at least twice a week, and the production company has to pay for it.
I like that.
That's a big part of the day. I mean, that's five and a half hours.
Uh-huh.
Man, that's awesome. I should put that in mind.
That's here. A good one,
every
dude.
Day. I should be able to go. And I still do the show fully, but they just have to make my wife agree to it.
Oh, that's
like
a tough
part.
Part
of his deal. He's got to play golf at least twice a week. All right, what else?
Jack Nicholson's Batman contract allowed him extra time off of filming so he could attend any LA Lakers home game.
It's funny. It's all sports. Guys are so dumb. We're so dumb. Yeah, we're so dumb. Okay.
The Rock, Vin Diesel, and Jason Statham, they were to suffer, quote, equal pain in all the Fast and the Furious movies, and none of them could lose a fight. So if there's a fight scene, it just kind of ends. Because, like, nobody, they didn't want someone beating them
That up. Sounds like they were all competing with each other. Because equal pain, like, I don't want to get beat up more than they do.
Yeah, if I get hit, he gets hit.
That's interesting. They all hate each other. That's what I hear there. All right, what else?
When George Clooney made Gravity, he requested a basketball court and a private beach hut.
Yeah, hold on a second. I need to write this down for my next contract.
This is where
I didn't know this could even be allowed. Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
This is where he could go and feel inspired during his downtime.
I was like, I'm rocking. I'm like Hollywood. I didn't know you could do this.
And then Tom Cruise will not allow his likeness to be used for action figures or video game characters.
Okay, there you go.
And he's got so many action movies. He could probably make a lot.
He's doing okay. Yeah, he's
yeah,
all right.
I guess.
Yeah.
No problem. Should kids with December birthdays get to celebrate their half birthday in June instead?
No, it's just unfortunate you're born in December, but you don't get a half birthday because then you don't want the full birthday again in December.
Right.
I know how this works. No, they should not. I'm sorry you were born in December. Blame your folks.
What about someone that was born December 25th?
That's awesome. You and Jesus. You match.
That's right.
Yeah. You match.
How great is that?
It's unfortunate. But you could also do the 26th or I don't mind if you do a couple days difference. My wife's birthday is very close to all that, Christmas, New Year's.
Yeah.
So she's always been kind of lumped in. And, you know, we try to make that special outside of it.
You should try to do a half birthday for her.
I'm just not a big half birthday fan. She loves half birthdays. I'm not a half birthday fan.
Okay. Well, if anybody else is interested, this is a thing that is catching on right now.
More of a quarter birthday guy.
Try it out.
All right. What else?
Travis Denning was talking about his wedding guests, different other country artists that have been invited, like TJ Osborne, for example, and Cole Swindell. Known that guy for years. Obviously, John Michael Montgomery will be there because he's marrying his daughter. But he says none of the guests will be singing or performing at all whatsoever.
I'm a little surprised I wasn't invited.
I was wondering about that.
The wedding's not till May of next year, so you probably just haven't gotten your invite yet.
No, but he already said who's not going.
He was just talking to Taste of Country about it.
And I don't want to ask him because if I wasn't, he'll be like, oh, I got to invite him.
Right. You
know, I'm a little shocked at that I'm not invited.
You probably are. You just haven't gotten it yet.
Amy, stop.
He just didn't mention you in this because you're not a performer, but yet you are.
Yes, he is.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, here's the deal, though. His wife didn't want any live performances at all. Okay. She wants a DJ, no band.
I'm talking about I didn't get invited. Dang, wow. I got my feelings hurt.
You want to call him? Let's call him.
No, I'm not doing it because then he'll have to invite me because I called him on it. Don't want to do that.
Okay.
So, well, that's awkward.
Oh, man.
Where do we go now?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
All right, there we go.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Good news for everybody out there, especially me. Smartphones can boost memory skills by freeing up our brains to remember other things.
Oh, this is the tell me something good?
Yeah, let's go. This is the best one I've ever done, I'll be honest with you. Instead of making us dumb, I would argue the use of smartphones can actually boost people's memory skills.
How?
And this new study says so too. Scientists say that rather than making us lazy or forgetful, these phones provide a valuable service because we don't have to remember numbers, our friends' phone numbers, because we're storing other stuff here. I don't know. I mean, there's probably dumber than even worse stuff that we're storing. But for real, like, apparently our brains only have so much space. And once it runs out of space, it just doesn't hold anything else. And so we're not having to remember numbers, or we're not having to remember how to get places. We're not having to remember people's names. I do all that. I got a list of people's names on my phone. Like, if I see him, he works here, this is his name. And so the University of College London says that a phone is basically an external memory holder.
A hard drive.
Use it. Anytime I'm supposed to get on your phone too much, I say, no. Actually, what I'm doing is all the trivial stuff in my life, I'm going through it so I can remember all the good stuff, like your face, babe. And the things and the reasons you're special to me, baby. That's what you can say. What are you going to say?
Well, the getting places thing is rough because my map, I guess my cell service went out and I was trying to get, my son had this weird football practice somewhere where I didn't know where I was going and then my map wasn't working and I didn't know what to do. And I'd been there before, but I honestly was like stuck on the side. I was like, I don't know, should I turn left? Should I turn right? Where I go? And if like I hadn't had a map, I would have known because my brain would have paid attention the last time.
Mm-hmm. It seems like
tricky.
But I don't know that I'd have freaked out about that. You know?
Well, it made me think, what if I was in a really desperate situation and I had no service and I don't know how to get anywhere? Like, sometimes I still have to map my way home.
Yeah, same, bro. Yeah, same. Neuroscientists have previously been worried that using too much technology could reduce our brain function and lead to a form of digital dementia. But now they say if used right, you're storing the dumb stuff there. If you're using your brain to store better stuff. But let's be honest, we ain't using our brain to store better stuff.
Exactly.
We're finding other dumb stuff to store up there.
True.
Yeah, we're just replacing dumb with dumb. We're talking about phones and maps. First of all, I saw a paper map the other day, and I was like, I cannot believe. You have to hold it out to see it, right?
Like, it's like, what is this?
Unfold all the way. And the next thing is that, you know, you're not supposed to use your phone while you drive. And unless your state has a law that says you cannot, sometimes I have my phone and I have a map.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it and I have it in my hand. And I'm not supposed to be on my phone, so I lay in the seat. But then I'm looking down on my seat trying to drive. And then I've almost hit 8 people. So I don't know what to do.
Except do you have it where your phone talks to you, like, turn left?
Yeah.
Sometimes the volume's not on.
I turn all that off.
That way you
I
don't listen to the audio
part. I don't either.
I got podcasts I'm trying to hear, but I don't need to hear that in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good story. That's the good news. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think Abuelita knows best? Wilmer Valderrama here, executive producer of the podcast De My Abuelita First. And we definitely do. Join us while our host, Pico Ortiz, and our abuelita, Liliana Montenegro, play matchmaker for you loving hopefuls out there. Pico?
Yes, yes, Wilmer. We are ready for another wild ride. Listen every Thursday as Abuelita Liliana and I meet three single cuties who will vie for a date with one lucky dater. Except, to get their heart, they have to win over Abuelita first.
How PG is this?
Not at all. Totally are. Abuelita's here, so bring it.
Through speed dating rounds, hilarious games, and AI, Abuelita's intuition, one contestant might be lucky enough to become the perfect match. Let's see if Chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps.
Listen to De My Abuelita First as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Ray, what's the offer that you got from Instagram?
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I've actually never heard of this before, but for a $1.99 subscription, so $1.99 every month, people can have access to a private service where I would live chat with them. I can send them DMs. Whenever they post on my posts, theirs go automatically to the top, and I do live videos that only they can see.
Instagram is doing this?
Instagram's offered you the ability to have subscribers?
Yeah, I mean...
Are you on OnlyFans and you're just confused?
I feel like that's a gateway to it. But yeah!
That is cool.
I'm in. I'll sign up.
That's embarrassing.
What do I get?
Though.
What do I get that nobody else gets?
I'm going to have to do a little live chat, maybe a drunk one. I don't know.
Oh, why would you go to a drunk one immediately?
Yeah. Because then you don't know what you're saying. Huh.
So is it up? Like if I go to your Instagram right now, which is SZN Raymundo, right? SZN Raymundo?
Yep.
Is there a link there to subscribe to you?
No. So I kind of waited a little bit. I didn't know if that makes it seem like I think I'm too into myself if I'm going to charge people to be on my Instagram. But, I mean, yeah, you guys can check it. Your professional dashboard, just look at it.
Following message email. I don't see how I can subscribe to Ray.
And then it'll show up in everybody's feed, and it'll be like, Eddie, you can now become a premium member for $1.99. If you're better, maybe it's more money.
I don't see it.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet. I'm just like...
No, but I don't even see how... Okay. I'm in. I'll be your first subscriber.
Yeah!
If you launch it, I will subscribe. But okay. I need... You know what I need.
What do you
mean? I have no idea. I just like to say that.
Oh.
I
don't sounded know. Serious.
Oh,
I just like to say that.
Gym picks?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, there it is. Set up subscriptions. Earn money with. Oh, yeah. I'm doing that.
Okay, see, now everybody's getting it.
Wait, get this started. Is like. What?
But you have to act. Okay, Ray, thank you for opening that can of worms here. I didn't even know you could do that. Let's go to the morning corny. We'll get into this later. Morning corny, let's go.
The morning corny.
Tonight we're having Himalayan rabbit stew for dinner.
Okay, and?
We found Himalayan in the road.
That was the morning corny.
That's cute.
That's funny. That's not cute.
That's cute. Lunchbox, you love to go to casinos.
Love the casino. So, love to gamble.
Let's say you're at a machine. What kind of slots do you play? What's your?
Wheel of Fortune. I like, there's one with like stacks of money and it's like ping pong balls. Love that one.
So what do you go? Quarter, dollar?
Oh, dollar. quarter, so, you're not going to win. But everything you read, these stories about penny slots winning. So maybe I need to try the penny slots, but I don't understand them because there's so many lines. I'm just like, you're just hitting a button and you're just hoping.
That's all that is, the slide.
Well, not Wheel of Fortune. I know when it goes ding, ding, ding.
But then you're just hoping that the other button you hit lands on the wheel. Yeah, yeah. But you play a dollar?
Yeah.
So that's like $3 a spin.
I know. When you're a baller, that's what you got to do.
Okay.
Because if let's just say I'm sitting at a casino and someone sees me sitting at the penny slots, they're going to be like, hey, everything okay? Oh, they see me sitting at the dollar slot, they're like, all right, lunch is doing all right. That guy doing good.
Why do you care what other people think when they're walking
by
you?
It's a status symbol.
But
a slot machine is a status symbol.
But I would say if you were going to status symbol somebody with a Lamborghini, that's going to be people you live near, right? That's gonna be people you know.
But as a celebrity, people notice me playing slots.
I forgot you're a celebrity. I forgot that.
And you got to think, why do they put the penny slots in the back? Because that's where the riffraff goes.
To the penny slots.
Yes. Yeah. They want the, you know, people out front, the dollar slots, they put them where everybody's walking by and everybody can see the people playing them. Hey, how's it going? How's it going? You wave. Cool.
If that thing lands on Wheel of Fortune and you win $50,000.
Oh! God! $50,000! High fiving everybody that walks by. Take my picture! Take my picture!
And if they're like, sir, why did you win? What did you do? What happened? What's the deal?
I won $50,000!
Wow!
I won $50,000! I mean, how amazing would that be?
You would tell everybody.
Everybody!
Okay, a gambler who won $53,000 at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino was followed back to his room and robbed after he publicly flaunted his prize, according to court records.
Yep.
The suspect got away with at least $10,000. Before the robbery, the man, quote, was taking pictures.
Everything he said.
Oh. With people and has recently won cash. Yes, it's every. This is Lunchbox.
You set me up.
Yeah. No, I didn't set you up. I was asking what you would do. But that's what he did. Police have identified two or three suspects, and they're not naming them because I guess they're not done with the investigation. But they got away with over $10,000 of his money.
So now knowing the story, would you still celebrate like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would that's just take it. My chances. Yeah.
I like it. Hey, plan the odds, just like you did in Vegas.
I mean, I hit the slot machine.
The guy gambles.
What are the odds? The guy following me is going to have a gun.
The guy gambles. All right, that's from Yahoo. Okay, so the pilot on your plane was playing trivia. Was he flying the plane?
Thankfully, not yet.
Oh, it was before.
Yeah, we hadn't taken off yet, but he stood at the front and had the little speaker. And there was a bunch of high schoolers on my flight. I guess they were all taking a trip together. So he decided to do trivia with them. And he said, okay, all of you in the back, stand up. First person to shout out their name, you get to come up to the front and to the speaker and answer.
So one of the things was 13 Colonies, Amy was telling me.
Yes.
That's where you two come in. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you two options.
Okay.
Lunchbox and Eddie. Do you want $20?
Yeah.
Yes. I do.
So you two can put your heads together, and if you combined can get all 13 colonies. You know what? 12. If together you can get 12 of the 13 colonies, I'll give you guys $20 to split. Or
Lunchbox, I don't think we're going to get.
Or it's whoever gets the most for $5.
I will do that for $5. He's not going to help me none. So putting our heads together is not an advantage.
But you can put your heads together and as a team make more money.
Yeah, but we can make more.
But I can guarantee myself $5 because I'm going to know more colonies than him. So Bones, I don't want him on my team. I want $5.
Wow, that was so rude.
What do you mean? I made up my mind.
Okay, then here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go to a song. And during the song.
Hey, would you like, hey, $20, dude.
All you have to do is get 12 or 13 by
combining. All we have to do is get 12 out of 13.
Hey, during the break, can he whisper me what he knows?
No, because then I would give you the colonies if we're going to play against each other, you idiot.
Well, we have a song. We have a song to play, but it's during the song. How many can you get? Do you want to try 12 of the 13 or not?
Oh, my gosh. Lunchbox, what do you want to do?
Man, I'd love to try 12 out of 13, but.
He wants my help. See, this is his deal. He wants me to help him with it.
Hey guys, I need an answer. I'm putting the clock up. 5.
Mm-hmm.
12 out of 13, dude.
$5 for me.
2.
I want to play by myself.
1. Wow.
Okay. Right. You'll be playing by yourself.
All right.
Woo! I'm going to play this song. We'll come back. Guys, you have basically 3 minutes.
Oh, so I got
to
write them down?
To write down all 13 colonies, the original 13 colonies. Okay. All right. How many colonies can you guys name? The original colonies.
I can name 13.
There are 13 here.
Oh.
I'm going to have Eddie walk out of the room.
Why? It's written down.
I know, but just walk. You need to walk out of the room. Don't listen.
Don't let him cheat.
How's he going to cheat?
How would I
His
cheat?
His computer is open, but Mike D's been watching like
it's on fantasy baseball. Relax.
Okay.
It's not even
That's
on Facebook.
That's what you're doing during the show right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Fantasy baseball?
Yeah. Trade deadline.
Okay, Lunchbox. There are 13 original colonies.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is be daddy.
All I gotta do is beat him.
How many do you have down?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad, huh?
All right. And go. Number one.
Newfoundland.
That's what you lead with? That's wrong.
Okay, go ahead.
That's not right.
That's not. Newfoundland is not. Go ahead.
All right. Boston.
No.
Okay. Roanoke.
No.
Wait, does he know?
Richmond.
Nope. 0 for 4.
New York City.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Hang on.
0 for 6.
Chesapeake, Virginia.
Okay, 0 for 7.
That's really not one?
Mm-mm.
Well, how is Boston not one? They had the Boston Tea Party. That's a.
You're 0 for 7. You're 0 for 7. Okay. Go ahead.
Newark.
Like, as in Newark, New Jersey?
Yep.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Philadelphia.
Wrong.
That's where the Liberty Bell is.
Go ahead.
Okay. New England.
No. No. I think you have one more?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Jamestown.
So, do you think colonies are towns?
I don't know.
Okay. It seems like the confusion is you think a colony was a town, except for Newfoundland, which I don't
know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you led with it, which I thought was interesting.
That was the first one that popped in my head.
Like, I would
Did I get Jamestown?
No, you got none. No, you got zero.
Wait, Jamestown in one?
Lunchbox, the colonies.
I have no idea what a colony is.
They turned into the first 13 states, basically.
Oh, so I should have said Virginia.
That would have been one.
And I was naming all the cities in Virginia.
No, you named one city in Virginia.
Chesapeake?
Yeah.
And I said...
You said Boston.
Yeah, you said Boston.
Should have said Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dang.
Philadelphia.
So when you look at the flag that has the 13 stars, that's the first 13 colonies that ended up being the 13 states.
Well, I don't think I'm going to win.
You got none. Yeah. So let's see what Eddie knows.
All right. Well, that was... I'm glad you guys didn't laugh at me, though.
Well, we felt... It went from we're going to laugh to we felt bad.
Yeah.
So here he is. There's Eddie's here.
Hey, how did he do?
He did pretty good.
Better than expected.
Really?
You know? What do you mean to say?
Oh,
his expectation was low.
All right.
I mean, you said I'd get zero.
How many do you think he got?
Out of the 13, how many did he get or me?
Him.
Oh, 5.
Okay.
I think you guys are just messing with me.
How many do you think you got?
11.
Okay, ready, Ed.
Wow.
Come on, Bones.
Go ahead.
Let me get my list out here. Let's start with the most obvious, New York.
Correct.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let's go to Massachusetts.
Correct.
Woo! Liberty Bell, Pennsylvania.
Correct.
Rhode Island.
Correct.
This is amazing. Maryland.
Correct.
Maine.
No.
Maine's not on there? It's up there, though, with all the other.
I hear you.
Okay.
No, I hear you. I know what a map looks like. I know where Maine is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on a Maine. I like talking to our callers from Maine, but...
Not a 13 colony. Okay, Delaware.
Correct.
All right, this is where it gets tough. New Hampshire. What am I at? Do you know?
6.
Oh, really? I'm only at 6?
Yeah. 7.
Okay.
7.
Let's go... Did I say Delaware?
Mm-hmm.
Virginia.
Correct.
North Carolina.
Correct.
South Carolina.
Correct.
D.C.
No.
Not a 13 colony. Okay, this is where I struggle a little bit.
How many more do you have, though?
2 more.
Okay.
Ohio.
Ohio?
I was trying to picture...
California.
Utah.
No, that's too far west.
No.
Okay, and if I remember correctly, this was the last one because it was the purchase. They bought it from the French, Louisiana.
That's wrong. You did pretty good. Connecticut. You missed Connecticut, New Jersey, and Georgia.
Oh.
So you got... 10 out of 13. 10, right, Mike?
Yep.
Lunchbox got 11.
No, he didn't.
Oh! Eat it! Eat it, sucker! Eat
he got 11?
Yeah, did you want to win that money or not? We could have won it as a team.
But
goodness,
you won anyway.
Crazy. But we would have won the 20.
Lunchbox didn't get Rhode Island, and you would have won the 20 if you would have teamed up with...
Goodness gracious!
That's crazy. There's no chance. I don't believe you.
He got none.
I knew it. You liars.
His lead guess was Newfoundland.
What? Newfoundland?
I don't know what that is, but I
don't either.
I had Jamestown, Boston.
Oh, dude, he was like rolling up like
cities. Yeah. Oh, he was doing cities.
Yeah.
I didn't know what
it was. You know why? Because he thought it was actually colonies. Like a city would be a colony.
I had no idea. No idea. So
Eddie, you get $5. Nice job. Nice job. That was the right move to make. Here are your top three songs in country music. And number three, Chris Young and Mitchell Tenpenny, At the End of a Bar. At number two, John Party, Last Night Lonely. Giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history. And number one, Kane Brown, Like I Love Country Music. Baby, I love you like I love country music. The number one pop song, you'll probably know this from TikTok. It's called Sunroof from Nicky Yore featuring Daisy. I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes. I do want to bring this up. Kaylee Cuoco. Eddie, what do you know her from?
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, The Flight Attendant also.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So got massive on Big Bang, and then we didn't finish season two of Flight Attendant. We watched one, really liked it. Two, we just gave up. We didn't mean to give up. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. When they put out shows week to week now, I just forget about them.
Oh.
If I'm not able to binge them, it's out of mind. So I'll go like, okay, I'll watch this on Tuesday, and I come back, and I'm like, well, what can I start now? And then I forget to go back to it. And I think that's happened with a few different shows. But Kaylee Cuoco said, okay, I'm getting a divorce, and I'm going to have my own intervention, which I thought was interesting. Like, she staged her own intervention. So while filming The Flight Attendant, she said, okay, what can we do here? She had an intervention for herself in her trailer, all of her producers, other people. She goes, I need help, and I need you guys to help me, so intervene right now. 36-year-old actress. She was in the midst of a divorce. She said she was feeling very lonely, and she just needed a bunch of people to jump in and make sure she felt better. And so I think that's pretty mature, pretty self-aware.
Yeah,
good for her. What would you need an intervention for yourself if you had to stage your own? What would it be? Eddie?
No, I mean, I don't want to steal yours, but dude, I'm playing too much NBA 2K. And I'm saying this because every time I get home, I have to play a game. Every time my wife and the family leaves, I watch the car leave the driveway and I run to the PlayStation to play another game. I have a problem and I need to talk to myself about it. And next time they leave, I'm not going to play a game.
Well, that's okay. If you do, as long as it's not getting in the way of like your real life.
This is what happened though. I saw them come back and they were coming up the driveway and I threw my remote and I ran to the TV and like, oh, just watching TV.
What's the difference in watching TV and playing the game?
Because I don't want her thinking that all I do is play video games because that's all I do.
Amy, what do you need an intervention on if you had to stage it yourself?
Oh, worrying about what other people think. I spend a lot of time worrying about that. So I would like an intervention.
This is the worst environment ever for you to be in, if that's the case.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Yeah. Everybody judges you on every video. Yeah. Everything you say that comes out of your mouth.
I mispronounce a word. He sucks. He should die. Okay. All right, Lunchbox?
Oh, napping. If I'm an intervention in anything, it's napping because I nap all the time. I mean, my kids will be awake downstairs with the wife. And I'm still napping because I am so tired all the time and I need my nap.
But why are you so tired? I understand good why question. You would nap if you didn't get sleep at night or if you were overworking. I just don't see where the cycle fixes itself.
I don't either. It doesn't matter like if I get 8 hours of sleep or if I get 4 hours of
sleep. So you're more sleepy than you are tired.
No.
Tired would mean you've done a lot.
I do a lot, man. I mean, I hang out with my kids.
Okay, that could be tiring.
It can be. It is.
Okay.
Let me tell you. And I mean, so when they go down for
but
a nap.
You were napping before your kids all the time.
I know.
That doesn't make sense.
No, it's overwork, and then I have kids.
Overwork. I think you might be the least work person on this whole show.
Oh, stop it, man. Like, guys think it's easy. Everybody that listens to the show.
No. Who on this show do you think literally you put more time in than? In this room or in the glass room?
Oh, Abby for sure.
You're just going to go one. Okay.
Abby
Let's
for sure.
Let's say that's true, but go ahead.
Ray.
No chance.
No. He chooses to get here. He could get here right, you know what I'm saying? Like, he makes it a lot harder on himself than he...
But Ray has to stay focused for
so
five,
I.
6 hours. Like, you're on Facebook talking to your high school friends.
You're right.
The whole show. Yeah. Go ahead.
Amy. Morgan number two.
Oh, he's climbing up the ladder.
Wow.
Go ahead.
You
can tap out there and be fair.
I mean, Eddie edits some videos, but he does a lot of goofing off, too.
Yeah.
Like, he hangs out.
So where do you rank then from the... Okay, go from the top then.
Well, I mean, you and Mike D, I mean, you say Mike D works all the time. I don't ever see Mike D work. I see him lean against the wall over here and look at papers.
And that's I'm working.
Like, he's working. But go ahead. So me, Mike D, then who's next?
Scuba.
Good.
Scuba does a lot of work.
And then do you come in fourth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Everybody feel pretty good about that?
No.
Okay,
no,
just making sure.
Of course not.
Morgan, if some intervention on you, what would you set up your own intervention for?
I would say it's because I eat too much sugar. If I can get someone to make me stop eating sugar, that would be amazing. I'm trying, but it is so hard. It's like I have an addiction to it.
Mine is probably just to shut my laptop and stop always working on stuff. Mm. Like, yeah, stop writing. I don't have to write something all the time. I don't have to create something all the time.
Well, hey, guys, we could stage that right now.
I don't have to sit at dinner. So,
give me your laptop, Bones.
Yeah, well, hand it over.
You know, or my phone, because my laptop will go away. Then
yeah,
since all the files are connected on the cloud, I'll be like, all right.
Your phones.
Yeah, then because I got two phones. There you go. But yes, and also, like, if we go to dinner, we went to dinner with a couple friends, and we're talking about stuff, and I'm like, oh, we can really make that into something. And my wife's like, everything doesn't have to be like a project.
Yeah.
So that's tough, man.
Yeah, probably that. But hey, Ray, last one. Intervention on yourself. What do you do?
Yeah, me and my brother, my twin brother, if we go another birthday without wishing each other a happy birthday, I'm going to punch myself in the face.
So you want someone to step in and go, you and your brother need to have a relationship?
Kumbaya.
That you're going to grow old and die, and you're going to regret your brother and yourself not being closer?
Yes. Yeah. Cats in the silver and the silver spoon.
Yeah, cats in the cradle and the silver spoon.
Close.
Yeah.
Those
your twin
close.
Brother. All right, well, good luck, everybody. We have 9 interventions
today.
Thank
you, man.
We just do one after the other, after the show. Eddie, there's no difference in watching TV and playing PlayStation, by the
to
way.
To my wife, it is. I mean, I'm telling you.
But
when
these
all
two
she
dads
does,
over here, gamers and nappers.
Hey, we need an escape too, guys.
Yeah, guys, we need our thing.
We're busy.
And y'all golf all the time?
That's true, too.
All the time. I might golf once every week.
Not you.
Week and a half,
the,
2 weeks.
The dads. These guys, they're at the golf course every week.
That's true, too.
We need to make time for all that, guys.
Okay, there's no.
you need your time, right?
But they need naps.
All right. A few months ago, Reese, sixth grader, called us and said, hey, can you get me in touch with Al Dean? I want to bring him out to our talent show. And he couldn't go because he had his own show, but we orchestrated those two at least communicating. Jason sent her a video. The talent show went on because it was going to get canceled. The talent show happened. Reese went and performed. It was awesome. She made the news. She was on this show. Real fun segment. We had never met Reese, the sixth grader. She only called into the show. She's here in the studio. She will be in next. We will catch up with Reese, who's about to go into seventh grade, and we'll see how life is now being a big famous seventh grade Missourian. That's what Missouri's all right.
Missourian.
No, Missourian.
Missourians.
I don't know. Maybe. Never heard that.
Missourian. Morgan, you're a Kansan.
Yeah, Missourian. It has an I in it, so.
But it's Missourian, I bet.
Missourian. I mean,
that's
it's Missouri.
That's too many syllables. If I need to call the governor if it's Missourian. Do you know it? No? If anybody don't call me. People who live in Missouri, I know it's spelled like that, but I think they're called Missourians.
Missourian?
Unless I'm just a hillbilly and forgot the I.
What are you? Arkansansan?
Arkansan. You're an Arkansan.
Hey, Mike. I know it says Missouri. Missourian. Whoa. What is it? How do you say it? Missourian?
Well, that.
Missourian.
Oh, no, say it again. Let's play it again. Missourian.
Missourian. Like you're saying Missourian.
Dang. Like well, hand me my overalls and my piece of hay.
Yeah.
Anyway, Reese, our favorite Missourian, in next.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast. To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Reese, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
It's pretty cool to meet you. Reese and I have spoken on the phone, and she's been on the air. She is the one that called and said, hey, can I want to sing Jason Aldean at a talent show, but we may not do the talent show. And so I got Jason Aldean to do a video. It's a whole thing. You're famous. That's crazy. How old are you?
I'm 12.
What's it like being 12 and famous?
I mean, it's been a really cool experience, and I honestly think it's been so surreal, honestly, because in my opinion, happened quick, like how it went down, and it was just like a Wednesday morning. And so I honestly don't know how to answer that question.
I don't
fully,
either.
But
yeah, I have no idea either. It's a tough question. Ray, can you play some of the news story about Reese?
Reese Roberts was crushed, but this sixth grader came up with a brilliant plan. What if her favorite country music star she has loved and seen over the years live showed up for a show in Bodark?
Later I was like, you know what? Bobby Bones talked to Jason Aldean a couple weeks ago. Why don't I just try to call him? I mean, people call in all the time.
Maybe I could get Jason Aldean to come do a duet with me to 1994.
I'll just have him text me. He probably won't be able to do it. But what if, because I could probably text him and be like, hey, will you send my buddy Reese a video introducing you at your performance?
I was taking my daughter to school this morning and been hearing you guys talk. So just thought I'd text you and say, yeah, I'm definitely in for a video.
I was overjoyed, and it sent me into tears. So I was like, I can like talk to him, and I was overjoyed.
That's pretty cool to hear. Like, what's it like when you're on the news in your hometown? Do people think you were cool? Were they like, oh, Reese is so famous now?
I mean, it's been brought up like when I run into people, but I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. I know I do remember my custodian at my school. She came in during math class, and she ran up to me. She's like, Reese, have you seen this? And here I am doing a worksheet. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So, I mean, it was neat. And it's neat to kind of talk about it. But, I mean, it's not as brought up, I guess, as it was.
I should be. I'm telling you that right now. It should be brought up all the time. I haven't thought. So, I can I can text Aldean and see if he can FaceTime with us. I don't know if he's even going to answer. I don't want to get your hopes up because okay. I didn't even know when you were coming in this morning. But
okay,
I will text. Aldean's a rock star, you know.
He might be asleep.
He might, yeah, he might be asleep. Let me see here. I'm going to say, okay, yo, bro, I'm with Reese. The girl you made the video for from Missouri.
Yeah, from Missouri.
Yeah, yeah. Probably makes a lot of videos, you know? She's in town and in the studio for the first time. Can you FaceTime for 2 minutes if you're awake? If not, NBD. Us kids say that is no big deal. I'll teach you about it later, Reese.
Okay.
Yeah. If not, NBD. Boom. I just texted him. You can see it with your own eyeballs.
Yeah.
We will see if he responds in the next couple minutes.
Okay.
And if he does, then we'll see what's up. I know he's actually on the road right now because I looked. Because I was like, yeah, he's coming. Let me get Aldine up here. But he's doing shows.
Okay. So, yeah, that's what my mom told me. He was on tour somewhere.
Well, you got a good mom.
Wow, you were thinking about surprising her with Aldine in studio?
I literally was.
That would have been amazing.
Why? Well, no, I don't want to talk about what would have been amazing. Then we're going to...
Well, y'all just brought it up.
You brought it up.
It was thoughtful. Your thought behind it is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm blaming you guys and I brought it up. I like that, though. I like that. That's a good plan. So, beside that, how's life been?
It's been good. I'm going to be going into seventh grade, so I just had
orientation. Let's go, seventh grade.
Yeah.
Let's go. What do you learn at orientation?
We kind of just went around class to class and met our teachers a little bit, figured out what we need to take to class each day, and got assigned my locker. And that was about it.
Is it your first time to have a locker?
Yes.
Oh, it's exciting. Do you get to put like pictures and stuff in it?
Yeah, I put a bunch of stuff in it yesterday.
Who?
I put pictures in there. When I ran for junior beta president, I had a picture with my old art teacher that I really like. So I
did you win?
No, I did not, sadly.
That's all right. Next time.
But
sensitive subject.
That was probably before she was on the news.
Yeah. But that art teacher, what's his name?
Her name is...
Her
name is Mrs. Abbiati.
Missy Abbiati, yes. Yeah. We like her, too. Yes.
Yeah, she was really good art teacher. So I have, like, different pictures like that that just mean something to me. Pictures with family members. So, and just pictures like that. School supplies.
Yeah, I got to get those school supplies, you know? Yeah. Who are your favorite music artists, period? Top five, any format
five
whatsoever.
Okay.
Let's start at number one, Reese. You're 12. Who is it? Who's cool?
Jason Aldean.
Number one. That's a good answer. He has responded yet.
He may move down that list.
Yeah, yeah. If he doesn't respond, he's going to be six and off the list. Go ahead. Number two.
Carrie Underwood.
Yes, we like Carrie. That's great. Number three.
Blake Shelton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If we don't clap, that's trouble. Go ahead. Number four.
Okay. Trying to think. I wasn't prepared for this. Let's go Miranda Lambert.
Woo-hoo! I'm just kidding. I told the show not to clap. I'm just kidding. I said, whoever she says don't clap. I'm just kidding. Give me one more. Is it all country? Anybody outside of country? Or you just all country all the time?
I usually listen to country.
We love that too, don't we? Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
See ya. Morgan Wallen.
Okay, all right. Your top five, we like that. You have a favorite song? Favorite song of all time?
Oh, that's hard. People have asked me that, and they're like, do you have a favorite song by Jason Aldean? I was like, no, I can't.
I can't
pick one.
It's like picking a best friend. You do that, though. Pick a best friend.
Yeah. Well, I will say, though, the song that I've listened most to since I was like five is Dirt Road Anthem.
What we should do. Here's what we're going to do. Reese is going to now be a DJ. I'm not a DJ. I'm a radio personality. You know, big difference, right? Because I have a personality. But you're going to be a DJ, and you're going to set up that song because we're going to play it right now. Then we're going to come back and see if Aldean's texting me back, okay?
Okay.
So you're going to be like, hey, everybody, it's Reese from Bodark, Missouri, right?
Yeah.
No?
Can you do that? Well, I can do Ash Grove, Missouri.
I like that better, wherever you're from. Say, this is Reese from Ash Grove, Missouri, and right now you're listening to the Bobby Bone Show, and this is my favorite song, Dirt Road Anthem.
Okay.
Can you handle that? All right. Here we go, everybody. Quiet on the set. And we're going to hit the song right after
After I say it.
And go.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Bobby Bone Show. And this is Reese Roberts from Ash Grove, Missouri. And we're about to play Dirt Road Anthem by Jason Aldean.
Let's go! We'll come back in a second with Reese. Great job, Reese. We are here with Reese, who's in seventh grade. Reese was introduced to us because she called and was like, hey, can you give me Jason Aldean? And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, come to my school. I was like, no. I was honest with you though, right? I was like,
honest.
I can't get him to come to your school, but I can help you. And we got a video from him. Yeah. And then you performed at your talent show. And you were the closing act, I saw, the last one to go.
Yeah. Well, there was a big group of teachers, and that was cool. They
went after you?
Yeah, they
Boo!
You're the star.
It was pretty neat though, because they taped a bunch of glow sticks to themselves. And they were wearing all black, but then those glow sticks, like they basically lit up the gym because we turned off all the lights. So that was neat to see.
Your teachers do a rave. I don't know if I approve of that. but you like school, seventh grade. You're going into it. You're a little nervous. You got a locker for the first time.
Yeah.
Are you going to be around the older kids?
Yes, I will be.
Around seniors? Are they in the same building?
They're in the same building, but we're kind of split up just with hallways. But I'll probably run into them every now and then, just going down hallways, everybody trying to get to their classes.
What do you want
to
be when you grow up?
I'm going to try to shoot for country music star.
Oh, you are?
Oh,
good.
Wow.
You're going to commit to it.
I'm going to try to shoot for it.
All right. Well, to be a country music star, you got to know a little bit of country music, which you do. So we're going to play a little game here against somebody who doesn't know anything about country music, and that's Lunchbox.
Okay.
But he doesn't know anything about any music. That's the interesting thing.
All right. We're going to play a game. Okay. I'm ready.
How,
what are we doing?
How much do you like music? 1 to 10 scale.
I'm probably a 2.
Right.
Okay.
Reese, how much do you like music? 1 to 10 scale.
If we're going off country music, 10.
10. Okay. We like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reese
is 12. Now, Lunchbox, if you win, I will give you $20.
Oh, all right. You think she's the favorite?
And you know what $20 does?
Makes me holla!
Okay. Yeah, I think she's the favorite.
Okay.
And she's 12, and she's never been on a show before, and she should be, like, nervous and not thinking. But I still think she beats you.
What does she get if she wins?
Nothing. She gets to be on the show and beat Lunchbox.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, that's it. I'll give you a signed book of Stanley the dog, first day at school.
Okay.
First day of seventh grade. I'll mark it out and put seventh grade. Stanley the dog, first day of seventh grade. It's just what I have here in front of me. Okay. We didn't have this game planned. So what Ray has done is he'd pull... Ray, you pulled how many songs?
I got 7.
And are they all contemporary?
Yeah, all radio songs you've heard in the past couple months.
Country. They're new.
Wow.
No. Okay. Let's say 3-4 months.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not brand new. You've heard them for sure.
So if you know the song or the artist, buzz in and say your name, okay?
So I just
you will yell
buzz
Reese.
In by saying my name.
Yeah,
okay.
You'll go, Reese, and Lunchbox will go,
Lunchbox.
Can we do a test array? One song that's not going to count, so he'll play the song. Go.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Old Dominion.
Do you want to guess the title? Because you can't get back in.
Don't know it.
Okay, that's incorrect.
Daddy, I'm afraid.
Then we shut it down right there when the lyrics start a little bit.
Oh, man.
If you can get the
Luke, I know it's Luke Combs.
You would get 1 point. Could you get the second point?
Luke Combs.
That's all right. That's all right. As an example, I think it's Even Though I'm Leaving.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dang.
Okay. So these are songs last couple years.
I was thinking it was something like that.
Love it.
I knew it was Luke Combs, though.
When you buzz in, you get a point for title and artist, but you can only buzz in once. You can get 2 points. Okay. 7 songs.
Yeah.
Practice buzzing in. Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Oh, good. Reese.
Reese.
Good. Okay, everybody's good. Ray, are you ready?
Yep.
Here is song number 1.
Okay. Reese.
Reese.
Morgan Wallen, Wasted on You.
Wow.
Ray? Oh!
Wow, she's good.
She got Reese with 2 points.
Yep, 2 points.
Wow.
She might be all of us.
Lunch didn't have a chance to think.
Wow. Yeah.
Wait, no, he was. I saw like...
I was thinking. I just didn't know that one.
Yeah, like dust was coming out of his
that
ears.
Must be his new one.
Okay, Reese with 2 points.
That one just come out?
No. Okay, next up, Ray, go.
Reese? Darn Strader.
We'll take that.
Okay.
We'll take that as the answer. Do you know the artist?
I don't know the artist.
Okay.
I will be on. I don't know
That's
the artist.
Lunchbox.
Go ahead.
Scotty McCreery.
Correct. So
yeah.
We'll take darn straight or dang straight. That's how I say it too.
Okay.
Good for you, by the way.
Oh, Reese.
Reese.
Till You Can't. I don't know the artist on this one either.
Come on, Reese.
Okay. Reese with 1.
I never heard of that one. Go ahead and play it.
Just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line.
All right, Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Go ahead.
That's a guy singer.
Yeah.
Blake Shelton.
Incorrect. He played it on this stage not 2-3 weeks
what ago. What does he do when artists come in here and like
who was
on
Facebook
He's
and
on
talk
Facebook.
To his high school friends?
Oh, that's crazy.
All the time.
That's crazy.
Well,
what,
yeah, Cody Johnson.
Cody Johnson.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
Reese 4, Lunchbox 1.
Woo. You're nailing it, though, quickly
three
with the titles.
Yeah, because if you can just get 1, buzz in, because the best he can do is equal you.
Stop giving her advice,
sure
guys.
You that.
Ray, how many is that?
We got, what is that, 3 or 4? We did the example.
Okay, so that's 3. We have 4 to go. Okay. All right, next up.
Where I grew
Lunchbox.
Up.
Lunchbox, go.
Jake Owen. Where I Grew Up.
Dad was boss, Christ is king.
Okay,
Reese.
Okay. Ray's daughter.
Time, incorrect.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Here I come, Reese. You better be ready.
Reese 4, Lunchbox 2.
What was that one?
That was homemade.
Homemade.
It's homemade.
I was thinking, because I was thinking of like Mama's Sweet Tea or.
That's it?
Same it's song. Been a while since I've heard that song.
Ray said like 4 months, so these are like...
That's why I thought it was the latest best thing since Backroads. But.
So it's 4-2. This is Ree. She's 12 years old. You would know her from our show months ago when we got Aldine to help her out with the talent show. She stopped by the studio today, and now we have 3 songs left. Lunchbox is playing for money. Ree's is playing for pride. Here we go. Go, Ray.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Reese. Maren Morris.
Oh, I knew that.
Ryan Hurd. And Ryan Hurd, I think, is what it was. And,
Time! 1 point.
Oh, okay. That's good, though.
1 point.
You come over when your wine's all gone. Always catch me when I'm not.
Lunchbox. Chasing You.
Incorrect.
What?
So close.
That's chasing it. After You.
Oh!
So close, man.
Man!
2 more songs. Ray, go ahead.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
That's my girl, Carrie Underwood.
Okay, and the song?
I Believe.
Both are wrong. Right? Keep playing.
Okay.
Up to you, Reese. What you got here? You got 3 seconds left.
You got it, Reese.
Reese?
I Hope.
Boom. 1 point. Can you name the artist?
I'm sorry, I can't do that one.
That's okay. It's Gabby Barrett. Come on.
Gabby Barrett. Okay, Gabby Barrett.
All right,
Barrett.
This next question is worth 3 points.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a big one. It's worth 3
okay.
points.
Okay.
All right, the title's worth 3 points.
Okay.
The title's worth 3.
The artist is worth 1 point.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just made that up. All right, here we go.
Let's get it.
Lunchbox.
Oh, Lunchbox.
Oh, dang it.
Jason Aldean. Dirt Road Anthem.
Both are wrong. All right.
Dang it.
All right, I got it.
Do you know it already?
Reese.
Go ahead.
Kane Brown. Like I Love Country Music.
Yeah! Yeah!
Reese with a grand total of 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 points. Reese, here's what I'm going to give you because I have all this stuff that I bought from Ray, like the Beanie Babies. You heard about this at all?
Okay. These are classic Beanie Babies.
She's looking like she doesn't want them, but.
Oh, I love.
I'm gonna give you a ghost.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you, what's this?
A spider.
A spider.
It's a spider.
Okay. And I've never given one of these away before.
Whoa.
That's right. I bought these Barbies from Ray.
She's 12, dude. She doesn't want a Barbie.
Well, I wanted them.
It's a special Barbie.
This is Elizabethan Queen Barbie. You don't have to play with it. It's just fun because you got it, you know?
I think, does it have like the story with it on the inside?
Reese, I don't know. I'm just scared to
open it up.
Let's see.
Reese is like, it's probably worth a lot of money.
Yeah, how'd you know that?
My meemaw, when I was younger, bought me and my cousin one of those, and I still have both of them.
Do you have this one?
I don't have that one.
Hmm? That's cool.
That's about that. What do you think about that, wise guy?
Hey, edit that part out.
Yeah. All right. This is.
Yeah, those are neat.
Now, do you want us to sign the box, or would you like to have it? I mean, it's not in good condition anyway. Do you want to sign the box for you?
Yeah.
Okay. We will sign the box. I did not get a text back from Aldine. He's probably asleep.
Probably asleep. It's all right.
All right. Did you have fun up here with us today?
Yes, I did. Thank you. I cannot believe she beat me.
I can. I knew it. She was the favorite. DraftKings had her at -300. That's how much a favorite she was. Okay, we're going to sign this box for you. Reese, thank you for coming up. You're awesome.
Thank you for letting me come
on. Anybody want to say anything to Reese real quick?
I just want to encourage you to keep chasing your dreams. I think it's awesome at 12. You know you want to sing, and you're already doing things like talent shows, so just keep it up.
We love it. And come back. See us next time you're in town, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, there she is from Bodark. Popular Pleasant Grove. What is it?
It's Ash Grove, but when I called in, I was going to school at the Bodark building.
Come on.
It's all one district.
Okay. I told you I'm that not makes crazy. Sense.
Yeah, you're not.
I am. Just
you're not,
not
crazy.
Not innocent. Ash Grove.
Yeah, from Ash Grove.
Ash Grove, Missouri. There she is, 12-year-old Ree. Yeah.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Titusville, Florida. A woman was driving a golf cart around. She's like, you know what? I need to get somewhere. There's the highway. Took the golf cart out on the highway. And police got called from a semi. There's a golf cart out here. They pulled up, and she had a bottle of Jack Daniels. Ooh. Oh.
You think they'd have been disappointed if she didn't have a bottle of something? Because
then it helps explain it.
Right, like a case open and closed because she has a bottle of Jack with her. Luckily nobody. Because, again, if a car's on the highway and it's coming up behind the golf cart and they don't see it till it's right there, they're swerving. There's an accident that happens. So luckily that didn't happen. And we get to share it in the Bonehead. That's the lucky thing. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
I'm going to go over to our audio producer, Raymundo, for a second because he got a cease and desist, which is a legal thing.
Uh-oh.
You never want to see a lawyer reach out to you. How did it come? In the form of an email or actual mail?
It was an email. And thank God.
Did it look well? It's the same.
Mail would have been terrifying.
Did it look professional?
It was very professional. It was from Etsy, and they had just told us that some of the stuff we were selling
It's a little bit illegal. We can't use like people's names. We're using Amber Heard, Johnny Depp. And I don't know if it's their specific people are reaching out to us saying that we need to cease and desist, but they're reviewing our account now. We just can't sell some stuff for maybe a month.
So Raymundo, Ray and Bay, they have an Etsy account where they make stuff. They go home, they have little machines. And so what were you making that was Amber Heard and Johnny Depp?
Well, Amber Heard, she's known for saying, she'd tell stories on the stand and then she'd say, oh my gosh, a bee. And she was like, oh, a squirrel. So she would just say random stuff during her testimony. So we would like make t-shirts and koozies and stuff like that and sell them on the website and say Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, and that's what we got in trouble for.
What did you say about a bee or a squirrel?
So she would just, she was telling a story and she was, yeah, Johnny would come into the trailer, oh, and then that same day my dog stepped on a bee. And then, so it just made no sense whatsoever to the story. So that's the stuff we were capitalizing on, and they just said, yeah, we got to keep it on the DL for a little bit.
So you took all Amber Heard and Johnny Depp stuff down?
We can't sell it anymore, but yeah, we're in the process of pulling that, and we can't use the title Koozie anymore because apparently Koozie is an actual registered trademark.
Didn't know that.
So what do you call it?
I don't know. A thing that holds your cup and
that's
beer?
That's tough to get. Yeah,
hand
it's tough.
Insulator?
It's tough. What are you going to say, Lunchbox?
So wait a minute. Why can't you use that? So like I saw something online like it was a Dolly Parton. Someone carved Dolly Parton in wood, and they're selling it. Isn't that the same thing as using Amber Heard's name? You're using Dolly's likeness.
I don't know what that email said to Ray. So I don't know.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because like I see people that make friend shirts.
Can you sell it? Well, it's different. Is Dolly's face likeness trademarked? What if you just paint her? Can you sell the painting? I think so. I think so. But I don't know.
That's what I just don't understand. Like if you can make a painting of Dolly Parton, why can't you write Amber Heard's name on a shirt?
I mean, it is her face. I'm looking at a picture of it.
Yeah, people that are small market, they can sell whatever they want. But because we became a power seller, we've made hundreds
power
of
power seller.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
How much money you made on Etsy?
Thousands.
Really?
Yeah.
So they look at you more if you're bigger?
Yeah, so then that's how we got pinged.
Huh.
So you guys are off Etsy for the moment?
We are. So Ray and Bay Designs is a little shut down. We're talking to the authorities right now. Hopefully everything will be okay.
Ray is, listen to this. Ray is considered a star seller. He's not lying. Star sellers have an outstanding track record for one, providing a great customer experience because they earn 5-star reviews, and for two, being able to produce in mass quantity.
Mass quantity.
And have had success.
Yeah. So
y'all
to be able to do that.
Mass quantity.
I think
out
they just mailed a lot
kitchen?
Of them out.
No. We got a heat press. So most of the people use just an Etsy press. Ours heat press, we can do two or three at the exact same time, which allows us to be a power seller.
There's wow. Low-key entrepreneur over there.
Yeah.
Making moves. Dang. Wow. Okay, Shark Tank. Well, I'm sorry that it's down. Are you planning to get back at it?
Yeah, we are. And then you can always make NFL logos and stuff for your nieces
and
nephews.
No, you can't. Oh, okay, for your nieces and nephews.
Just can't sell them.
Oh, yeah.
We all like, no, Ray, no.
Stop. Oh,
my nephew has all kinds of Patrick Mahomes stuff that we've made him.
You can make whatever you want. You just can't sell it. You literally. Yeah. You can make whatever you want. You just can't sell it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck, Ray.
Yeah, and I got pretty good at that Nike sign, too. It's pretty.
No, you should.
Oh, my gosh.
You're making fake Nike stuff? You're making fake, like what?
For nephews and nieces.
Yeah, like what though? Like jerseys?
Yeah, we would do name jerseys and then
you
the
made
number.
A Patrick Mahomes jersey?
Yeah.
And you're giving it to them as like you bought it?
Yeah, they're rocking it around school.
That's cool.
Didn't sell it.
You didn't sell it?
I'm not even sure if that's legal. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. All right, that's what's up. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.